At the Farm Progress Show, I am visiting with Bayer Crop Science and Eric Peters. Eric, it's good to see you here. Let's talk about some of the messages that Bayer has for customers coming out to the show this year, especially in the area of Liberty, Balance Bean and Balance GT.
Yeah, great. So one of the exciting things we've had here recently is we did get U.S. approval for the Balance GT soybeans. And Balance GT soybeans, of course, are the new soybean system that has dual herbicide tolerance. So it will provide tolerance to both glyphosate and new Balance Bean herbicide. Registration is still pending on that, but that is a HPPD-based herbicide. So it's a different mode of action for soybean growers than what they've had to work with. And it's going to be a total system to provide weed control for growers that offers good, strong soil residual, broad spectrum residual with reactivation, and then combined with the post-emerge control of glyphosate to offer a system or a season-long control through a canopy closure.
So just a couple of good examples of what the Bayer R&D program is doing on behalf of customers here in the U.S.
Yeah, so Bayer is an innovation company. We always are investing to find the solutions that we need to help feed the world. And Balance GT is one of the collaborations with MS Tech that's going to bring a new solution. And, of course, we're continuing to support our LibertyLink system and use that to provide solutions to growers today. Further down the road, we do have additional innovations that we're looking at in all fields from conventional crop protection, seed growth, biologics, and also biotechnology to make sure we have all the solutions for the future.
Well, speaking of MS Technologies, we just got joined here by Lauren August, so I'm going to bring her into the interview because, Lauren, I wanted to talk to you about Balance GT as well. It's been a little while since I think we first learned about this collaboration, if you will. First, tell us how that relationship is working and going at this point.
The relationship is great. You know, we've been working with Bayer for a while now. We first introduced the LibertyLink system together, and we've been working together ever since. So we've been talking to growers, figuring out what it was that they needed in their fields and what they thought they were going to need. And, yeah, we work together very well, I'd say.
So with the announcement about Balance GT for U.S. growers, what does it mean to U.S. farmers to be able to have this product available to them?
It's a big step for them. I think just allowing growers to plant multiple modes of action is going to be a big thing for their fields. They're really going to be able to combat some weeds that maybe they haven't been able to with the glyphosate. It's also going to just give them another tool in their tool belt to just continue fighting those tough weeds.
Well, I know we talked a lot about it at, I believe, Commodity Classic earlier this year, but, little time has gone by here. I mean, I don't remember exactly where we're at in terms of getting this into the market.
Sure. So right now we're looking at a mid-decade launch. We have received cultivation approval from the USDA. That was a big step last week, but, you know, it is just one step in a pretty lengthy process. So really, we're just going there out. We want to make sure that we don't overpromise to growers. So we want to make sure that we're diligent in that regard and give growers reasonable expectations. And as soon as it's approved, we're going to make sure it's available to growers.
Well, with this, I guess, milestone, if you will, at least with this particular product in your, working together with Bayer, what's next? What's the next big thing? Anybody want to chime in here?
Well, I think one of the things we will look for down the road is a Balance GT LibertyLink stack, and that will add yet another mode of action for soybean growers to use that system to have rotate a lot of modes of action into their program to solve those weed control problems they're having today.
Well, I know it takes quite a bit of time, maybe not in the scheme of things, but to bring a new product to market. I think you can never overemphasize how not only important doing that R&D and research and making sure that it's right. I mean, you've got government regulatory oversight, but still, you guys just put in, I mean, it's a huge investment to bring these things to market, right?
Yeah, you know, it's an investment in dollars and also in time. This has been decades in the making. You know, we have a large team, everyone from Bayer to MS Tech. You know, we've got biochemists and breeders involved, and but it just makes it all that much more exciting now that we're getting this close.
Well, thank you both very much, Lauren and Eric, for visiting with me here and having the Ag Media come into this nice air-conditioned tent or building that you have out at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.